Hello all sentient beings and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the... On this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we review Transformers Galaxies Issue 6. We check out some of the retailer incentives coming out for Transformers vs. the Terminator, and TF Nation brings us a free downloadable Transformers coloring and activity book. Today is Friday, April 10th, 2020, and this is episode 176 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that always preferred G1 Clogjammer to Bumblebee. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hey, what's happening? Washing hands? Let's talk Transformers.
Yes. We are. As always, we thank our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. And we really appreciate the continued support, even in these pandemic times. All of our Donatrions, if you'd like to become a Donatrion, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. You can also support us by buying merchandise from our TeePublic store. That is at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And you can also check out KGirl store at tpublic.com/user/superstarK. We've got some really cool shirt designs, including some new ones that just went up a few weeks ago. Got to get ready, get your Transmissions Represent uniform ready for convention season. Hopefully that will be coming later this year. Crossing fingers. Also this week, everything at TeePublic is 30% off. So that sale ends today, April 10th. So you've still got a little bit of time to check that out. So everything at TeePublic site-wide, 30% off. And if you use our link, transmissionspodcast.com/shop, then that anything you buy from TeePublic will benefit us because you went through our link. So if you were thinking about getting a shirt, maybe consider us. Also, Empire of Rust, Episode 21, Murder on the Metallicus Express. That is out this Monday, April 13th. So the Empire of Rust saga continues as the team is escorting an Energon transport to the Energon stockpile. You can also listen to an uncut version of Empire of Rust Episode 20. And that's only for Donatrion. So that is up on our Patreon. That went up this Monday and it's still there. So go check that out. We've also got our Alex Milne interview that went up this Monday. This was a special Transmissions Alt Mode, just talking to Alex and his art process and all the art he's done for Transformers vs. Terminator and the Transformers Galaxies issues that were all released in March. So lots of good stuff to listen to and talk about with Alex. All right, so let's talk about some comics news. First up, we've got the retailer incentive cover for Transformers vs. the Terminator issue 3. This is by Freddie Williams II. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll be seeing this issue very soon, but it's still nice to see the artwork. Terminator's looking particularly... This one looks like the Terminators and Megatron are working together, but that's not exactly the story they're telling.
But it might be.
Maybe. You're right. Yeah, maybe. We don't know what happens in the next two issues.
No idea.
So. Yeah. But this is going to be, I think this is going to be a really cool series. So I'm looking forward to it and hopefully that'll get back on track in another few months.
Just think IDW is building up this great backlog of finished books ready to come out on time once everything starts back up.
All at once.
Next, we've got a listing on Amazon.com for the third collection of the new IDW Transformers series, the reboot. So this is collecting issues 19 through 24 of the new Transformers series, and then issues 7 through 12 of Transformers Galaxy. So it's another 12-issue trade. This is going to be $50, $49.99. It should be out December 15th. So this is collecting all the comics we're reading right now. So Transformers 19 just came out. So we're just at the start of this set of comics. So none of these are out yet. We just had Galaxies 4 and or 5 and 6. So, yeah, we're not even up to 7 yet. So, yeah, but if you're waiting for the trade, you'll have to wait till Christmas time. Maybe put it on your Christmas list. And the last bit of comics news, which I thought was really cool, is Barber's Shop. So John Barber put up a video on IDW's or it's their IDW's YouTube channel, and they've got a video of John Barber talking about Transformers versus the Terminator, and he means this to be a regular series to talk about upcoming IDW stuff. Of course, this is a little bit less relevant now that IDW's production is shutting down for a little while, but I still thought it was a cool idea that John Barber's putting up these videos to talk about new stuff. And of course, talking about the work he's doing with Transformers versus the Terminator as the first episode was a nice little hook.
I got the feeling that this was more to kind of keep interest in the various series.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe these will continue on during the shutdown to encourage, people looking at their catalog. Also, it's a nice little pun, Barbershop.
Yeah. Well, he's had that column in the back of some books.
Yeah, that's true.
Same title.
Yep.
Same design, like logo and stuff too.
Yep. You're right. So, yeah. So, check those out. Then that's on the IDW YouTube channel. And we've got it linked also from TFW 2005. So, check that out. And that's all the comics news. So, let's move on to our comic review.
In our review this week, we have Transformers Galaxy is number 6. This is written by Kate Leth and Cohen Edenfield, art by Alex Milne, colors by David Garcia Cruz, letters and design by Jake M. Wood and Val Lopez, editor David Mariette and Tom Waltz. So there are 3 covers. The first one, which I can already tell you is going to be Daryl's pick, art by Alex Milne, colors by Josh Perez. And this is Cliffjumper in front of a stained glass window of Deathsaurus holding some Energon. It is just absolutely amazing. The next cover we have, it's kind of a trippy looking Cliffjumper, like looking at this like superimposed image of Bumblebee. This is by Bethany McGuire Smith. And then the RI cover is by George Caltasut. I'm sorry, Caltsoudas, Caltsoudas. And this is just kind of a really neat painted style of Cliffjumper facing off with Deathsaurus's kind of dragon mode. So, Daryl, tell us exactly how much you liked that Alex Milne cover.
I did like the Alex Milne cover. He made a stained glass window, Deathsaurus in the stained glass window. And then it's beautifully colored as well by Josh Perez. So yeah, it's a really cool cover. Yeah, it's awesome.
I will note that Alex did the flats on the colors, but then Josh did his work to make it look really cool, and especially the flame effects. I think it's really nice.
Yeah, we talked about it before when he showed the process, because he wanted to make sure that the colors went to where he wanted them to go, so he painstakingly did the flats on his own cover.
Awesome. Charles, which one do you like?
I am also going to pick cover A, that stained glass window, the detail, the design. I think it's just a really cool image. I mean, ever since we saw just the lines for this image, I think we've been praising it, and I think the finished product is really great. And I think I might actually get this cover because it's cover A, so I'll actually be able to get it for the issue. Awesome. when I get to pick it up.
Cool.
I think that would be my pick too. Although I think all the covers this week were really good. I really do like that RI cover as well. It just, you can tell there's just a lot of movement in that one image. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's hard to not get cover A.
Mm-hmm.
All right, into the story. The story begins actually ages ago when a new Cybertronium was forged. Bumblebee arrives to a great celebration. And then later, as Bumblebee is being shown around and people are cleaning up after the party, another newly forged Cybertronian unexpectedly comes out. Only Sentinel and some Voyn are around, and Cliffjumper doesn't get the same warm welcome. On present day, on the planet Probat, Cliffjumper is pulling himself out of a wall after Deathsaurus had put him through it. Deathsaurus again tries to get Cliffjumper to go along with his plan to get Energon by destroying the colony. But Cliffjumper denies him and again goes through the wall. When Deathsaurus exits the factory, he tells the Probats that Cliffjumper was not actually Bumblebee and was deceiving everyone. He also killed their foreman. Cliffjumper makes his way out and is immediately attacked by the Probats. He tries to explain as he is running away, but he doesn't get through to them. So he transforms and he rushes after Deathsaurus. As he's getting away, he hears another voice inside of him. And a Probat had snuck inside, and this one actually believes Cliffjumper. When they get to the spires, they see Deathsaurus in dragon form burning up the village. Cliffjumper rushes, he goes up a huge spire of Energon towards Deathsaurus. And as they go, the Probat inside of him snaps off a shard and slams it into Cliffjumper's dashboard, supercharging him. Cliffjumper takes to the air and slams into Deathsaurus, knocking him down and impaling him on the Energon spire. Later on Cybertron, Cliffjumper is giving his report to Chromium Prowl. They don't seem to believe his story about an accident killing Deathsaurus, but they realize that this needs to be kept quiet. Cliffjumper is happy after Chromium apologizes for getting his name wrong again, because he finally, after this adventure, knows who he is. And the issue ends with the Probats have changed their Bumblebee statue to be a Cliffjumper statue. This is a pretty quick summary, but I thought this was a really fun two-part story. I would never have believed that Cliffjumper could take out Deathsaurus, but it's a really, you know, convincing way of doing it. I don't know, this was a lot more action-packed, and you know, I loved it. The art was really great, especially like Deathsaurus in the dragon mode. I don't know, it's a very fun book, very beautiful book. Charles, what are your thoughts?
I agree. This was a cool, fun story. It's interesting to see how you still get the Autobot Decepticon dynamic when they're not Autobots and Decepticons yet. So mm-hmm. Cliffjumper is this little Autobot, but not really. And Deathsaurus is like a corrupt bureaucrat, but not really a Decepticon, but he's still evil. And
he even pulled out the line that to the Probats that they've all been deceived.
Yeah.
Which is typically, the Decepticon mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, and I liked the Probot when Cliffjumper's trying to explain to them, he's good, and they're like, "Oh, you're failing deception," or what do they say? Like
it was insultingly thin deception.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a good line. And we talked about this in the interview with Alex Milne, but I really like the redesign of Cliffjumper's alt mode to make him mm-hmm. look like the Bumblebee hover car like the Cliffjumper version of the Bumblebee hover car mode from Cybertron.
Yeah.
I just think that's a really cool design, and it's a design that really fits with his robot mode, so it looks like he actually transforms rather than just kind of doing an animation cheat to turn into the alt mode.
Yeah, and definitely.
Yeah, I also thought it was interesting his origin story about how like he's really and like a we had in the previous continuity we had the concept of knockoffs. He's really a knockoff of Bumblebee, and that's why everyone gets him confused with Bumblebee. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of took it as he's essentially almost a twin of Bumblebee, like a non-identical twin, but. no one's treating him with any kind of respect.
And of course, it's funny to have Deathsaurus be taken out, but not actually taken out. Like, he's impaled, but curiously, his spark somehow just barely missed. It just barely missed his spark, the giant spike through his chest. And it's a neat story. It's fun. I wonder what Deathsaurus will say when he comes out of his coma stasis or whatever. And I imagine this is the beginning of a vendetta between him and Clogjammer. Or maybe Cliffjumper will escape because he'll never remember his name.
Oh yeah, I missed the whole coma thing. I thought he had been killed. I missed that line.
Yeah. And the alternate names for Cliffjumper were fun as well.
Yeah.
Clam Digger. So yeah, great. I enjoyed it. Yeah, fun, action-packed, art was awesome, good story. Probats were cool too.
Yeah, it's a really great new alien species.
Yep.
All right. Well, Daryl, what were your thoughts?
This was a really fun issue, and the humor in it. There was a lot of humor.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? The part when he emerged from, I don't can't remember the birth tunnel. Is that what you want to?
It was at the I think they call it the Great Pyramid.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he emerges from that. Yeah, and he just says, hello, I exist, I guess. Sorry. Yeah, that's just fantastic writing. The one thing that I wanted to kind of point out is this Great Pyramid, we've seen this before. We've seen this in the main story, right? The main ongoing. And it was it's been redrawn here by Alex, and it's awesome. I love looking at Alex's art here, because it's so detailed. He's made Cybertron look populated. The city is massive behind this Great Pyramid.
And there are so many people in that crowd.
There's a ton of characters here, you know, and you can make them out, right? Brainstorm's there, Windblade's there, Megatron's there. I'm pretty sure that's Soundwave, right?
Yeah.
We've got a Voyne there. There's our copy that I'm looking at is just the review copy. It's got a big watermark right in the middle of this page, so I can't see a lot. But I mean, I think down in the front is, I don't know who's that is.
It's Wheeljack.
There's Wheeljack. And then there's Alita One, I think, is right there. You've got, I don't know. There's a bunch of characters here, and it's just, that's great. So yeah.
I think Cyclonus is standing in front of the Voyne.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So yeah, I really like this crowd shot. And Alex his art is no stranger to drawing more characters than are needed for a scene. So, you know, if a panel calls for like five characters for a crowd shot, he might put in 12 because that's just the way he likes to draw. So, you know, I'm all for this book. It looks fantastic. The scene in which Charles was talking about where you see Cliffjumper transform, that is one of the coolest pages.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all action. You've got the Probats chasing him. You've got three images of Cliffjumper here. Robot mid-transformation, fully transformed into his hover car thing mode thing. And it's just awesome.
And then all the detail on the wall,
yeah,
the and pipes, electronics,
the speed lines, and everything. That's a fantastic page, and yeah, I think this is really good. And the coloring work on this is just phenomenal. The headlights on the fully transformed Cliffjumper, you can definitely see through them because they're not solid, right? But yeah, like Charles was saying, you can make out the transformation as it goes through. You're like, oh yeah, the legs fold in there, the shoulders kind of tip up and turn over, and there it is. It's just, it's right there. You're like, I could make this toy now. You know, it's like I can see it because Alex drew out the instruction manual on how to make this thing.
Right, and this would be a really fun toy.
Sure would. Yeah, the story was great. I liked how, obviously we knew that, Deathsaurus was going to do something to kind of turn the Probats against him. And yeah, he did. And I do see how, physics works, obviously must work a little differently because, I mean, he's, Tesaurus is huge, massive, right? So throwing Cliffjumper at him, sure, he's got some, you know, momentum behind him, but it's still, it's like throwing a pebble at a frickin' tree, right?
It's a super energon charged pebble.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, it's energon charged, sure, but I mean, still, I don't believe the reality that he's going to knock him over, right? To the point where he impales himself, but I'm going to suspend disbelief for a comic book because it's just, it looks awesome.
It's also like, did Deathsaurus just hover in midair waiting for him to slam into him? Like, he could have moved out of the way, right?
Sure. I mean, I get that the story is about Cliffjumper. It's not really about Deathsaurus. So they needed to wrap up the story. They needed to get an end to the Deathsaurus tirade that he was on. So we'll just impale him on this thing. And that'll be the end of that. And cut to Chromia with the body of Deathsaurus. So, yeah. I mean, it works. It's fun. It's comics. Whatever. I thought it was a fun romp, and the art made it for me because, like I've said 100 times on the show, if the art sucks, then the book is no good for me. But the art in this was phenomenal, and I am all about this book now.
Yeah, one of the things I really enjoyed about the book is like it's putting Cliffjumper in as like, you know, like when you see him first emerge and stuff, and he's just kind of like, you know, I'm here, I guess. And yep. Then, you know, it's just like no one gets his name right and stuff. Yet he is so capable just, you know, at doing his job and being resourceful to save these people. It's like you see him kind of getting down in the last issue and stuff, but he's like overall an optimist. You know, there it's just the writing of the character I thought was just so good.
Yeah.
Where he's not a carbon copy of Bumblebee, and he's at the end, he's happy with who he is. And he's proven that he's not living in Bumblebee's shadow. He can do well in whatever he's trying to do.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I think that is our comic review for Galaxies. It looks like the next issue is picking up the RC Greenlight story. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. So
the cover.
Yeah, it'll be a three-part 7, 8, 9, or it's supposed to be three parts about RC Greenlight and Gage escaping with the reversionists on that spaceship that was we saw in Transformers 18.
Yeah, so whenever that comes out. So I think next week we're talking about maybe doing a few episodes of season 3 of Cyberverse.
Yep.
So look forward to that, and I guess that's it for the review.
All right, and let's move on to Transformers Media News.
All right, in Media News this week, we've got a couple topics about Cyberverse. And from the character designer, Leo Chinola, we got some really cool design artwork from them. You can take a look. We got a couple links in the show notes about that. Some really good artwork about the Quintessons, and some really cool artwork regarding those are the Quintessons, and really good artwork regarding also Quintessons. So it's all about the Quintessons. So take a look at that. If you haven't watched Cyberverse yet, season 3 is the last and final season. Take a look. It's coming out pretty regularly, if it's not fully released in the US. I know Hasbro has got it coming out very slowly on their YouTube channel. I believe episode 4 is coming out this week. So we'll be taking a look at, like Jeremy said, next week at the first 4 episodes. If you haven't had a chance to watch it yet, highly, highly recommended that you watch this last season. It's phenomenal.
Daryl, it's pronounced Quintessons.
I'm done here.
that drives me crazy on the show.
Quintessons. Yeah, so it's, yeah, watch the show. It's awesome. and we'll be talking about it next week a little bit more. In other media news, we've got a free printable worksheet from Hasbro's Bring Home the Fun. This is an Optimus Prime worksheet that you can print off at home and take a look and see if your kids might want to do something with that. It's got a maze that they can do, and they can use the Cybertronian cryptography to decode a message from Optimus Prime. So take a look at that. And another game where they can find the differences between the Grimlocks.
It looks like a mat you would get for a kid at a restaurant.
It does, but it's something that, you know, Hasbro put out, and it's fun, and, you know, kids will enjoy it. You know, younger kids, but yeah, you know, it's free, so whatever. And Soundtrack Saturdays is continuing, and they have put up another piece of G1 awesomeness. This is from the G1 show, the 80s show. This is composed by Robert J. Walsh and Johnny Douglas, and it's just another piece of instrumental music from the G1 show. Can't place this one, but it's there. So take a listen. If this is something that you're kind of collecting or kind of putting in a playlist, then here's another piece. And lastly, we have another free download. This is a Transformers coloring and activity book, thanks to the people at TF Nation. And this is kind of fun. A lot of coloring is being done by a lot of kids out there while we're all in quarantine or lockdown or, you know, self-isolation, whatever you want to call it. Take a look and see all the fun art that has been provided by TF Nation, and take a look and get some kids coloring it. So that's fun. And that's it for media news.
All right, and we will finish up the show with some feedback. All right, so we had another message come in from Dual Mirrored Gridwork. So he sent us a message a little while ago on the toy show. Now he's got some alt mode feedback. This came in just before last week's episode, so we missed it. So it's a little bit late, but we want to give another shout out to Dual Mirrored Gridwork. He also is commenting on the Diamond shutting down distributions, and he asks, you know, do we think this will cause a few issues, haha, pun intended, with collecting? I think we talked about this significantly last week, but yeah, I mean, looks like Transformers comics are going to be on hiatus for the next few months at least. I mean, I would say probably be not till the summer till we get more Transformers comics. So yeah, I think Daryl already mentioned we're a little bit bummed we're not going to see the next issue of Transformers versus the Terminator for a little while. So yeah, I mean, lots of Transformers comics are suspended right now. So sad, but true. Second question he asks, do we feel that the current Transformers ongoing pace is getting better or ramping up? Yeah, did we? And he compares Brian Ruckley's slow burn to how the IDW, the original IDW comic went, you know, a decade or so ago. And does he think, do we think that this new comic will reach the same breakthrough levels that the first IDW one did? So I guess, at least from my point of view, I think the pace is getting a little bit better. It's still, I think it still needs to ramp up significantly. I mean, I think the first two arcs were very slow. This third one is getting a little bit better, but or no, this is the fourth one, I guess. The first two arcs were slow. The third one was ramping up. The fourth one is just starting up. I feel like it needs to, like, you know, we need to see Orion Pax become Optimus Prime. We need to see Autobots and Decepticons, and we need to see the war breakout. I think it seems like at least the teasing is that this is going to happen around issue 25 or so. And I feel like that's 25 issues is a long time to tease the Autobot Decepticon conflict without giving us any Autobots or Decepticons yet officially. I don't know. I mean, I just think the nature of comics these days, I don't think it's going to be difficult to reach the same heights that the previous IDW series did. I think they kind of caught lightning in a bottle at that time to, you know, they did something very, I mean, I think the previous series was pretty unique in kind of ending the war for good throughout the whole latter run of the series and telling lots of different stories there. And I think this one is, it's also unique with kind of the pre-war buildup, but, it's difficult to, you know, to see how that turns into a long running story. So I don't know. I mean, I'm always happy to get more Transformers comics, but I feel like this still isn't firing on all cylinders for me yet. So Daryl, what do you think?
Personally, I don't see it getting to be as popular as the previous incarnation. Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, I've made the distinction before when we were talking about it earlier on that the original IDW run did also get off to a bit of a slow burn. So, you know, the three miniseries and then getting into the first ongoing. But it can take a little while. But yeah, I don't know. This one is definitely taking a seemingly a longer time. I was invested in the first time around the three miniseries. This time, I don't know. Maybe I expected them to hit the ground running, but it's not grabbing me. I'm not getting anything from it.
Jeremy, how about you? What do you think?
I didn't get in on the first IDW continuity until after it had been going for a while. So I had the benefit of being able to read a bunch of stuff, you know, just all at once after the fact. So I'm not sure kind of how slow it felt when it first came out. I do think that it's getting better and picking up, you know, pace now. And we really won't be able to kind of reevaluate until after, like, probably, you know, they've moved on to a new author, and like we did with the other stuff. Like, I don't know, just looking at this first bit kind of as a whole, you know, I'm just thinking reading it in trade, it'll read a lot better than just the monthlies. Like, there have been so many issues with, like, pacing and just a single issue that doesn't necessarily follow the beginning, middle, end for that issue. It's just everything is contributing to the larger story. And that's what's been frustrating for all of us. I don't know. I mean, it seems like he's getting a lot better with that. And it's just, I like so many of the concepts that are being introduced. And, you know, so many of the aliens, just kind of the you know, larger situations and everything. It's just more the individual stories need to be tightened up. So that's what's really frustrating to me. I'm like, you know, this is all really good world building. It's just the execution. So I'm hoping that it continues to get better. But it's just, you know, we're at issue 19, and it's just, I don't know. It feels like it should have been at this point in issue 10 or so. I don't know. What do we know?
Yeah, just, I mean, it's... I think comics needs to, I mean, you get one issue a month. So I think comics need to, their storytelling needs to be tighter and faster to hook readers and keep them. So that, yeah, that seems like a problem. Yeah. And if you're writing for the trade, then yeah, that really is going to make your month to month comics kind of suffer. All right. Last question from Dual Mirror Gridwork is, what do we think about, there being so many different comic continuities. So even from the beginning, we had Marvel US versus Marvel UK, then Dreamwave, then the first and the second IDW continuities. And, you know, some things are the same, some are different, and some things are crossing over and blueprints or pathways and things. From my point of view, I feel like this is one of the strengths of the Transformers brand, is that you can reinvent things every few years. I mean, I think Transformers has always been, I mean, that's one of the things, one of the strengths of it being kind of a toy first property rather than a, You know, there doesn't have to be one particular story. You can use it as a base to tell lots of different stories. I mean, we've had this even from the beginning. I mean, we've had the comic and the cartoon continuities in the very beginning. And then the UK comic was different, but also wove in the stories of the US comic. So that was, you know, that had a opportunity for other stories. The Dreamwave, I thought, had potential until the company imploded. I was enjoying the stories, especially with their War Within stuff. The IDW continuity, I think, was excellent and it was a long-running, long-form storytelling, which was really cool. Lots of different authors got a chance to contribute to that. The jury's still out on the current IDW continuity, but I think expanding it with the Galaxies kind of anthology series is a good way to expand the horizons and appeal of the continuity. I think in general, sometimes we as fans put too much emphasis on like canon and continuity and making sure everything lines up. I put myself in this bucket as well. I mean, I've always been kind of had a focus on making sure everything lined up and fit together. But I think one of the strengths of Transformers is that you can tell lots of different stories, and it doesn't necessarily all have to line up and can branch off into lots of different universes. It's a big multiverse for Transformers. There's no singular canon that you can point to. Jeremy, what do you think?
Yeah, I really agree. It's one of the strengths of Transformers that no one real continuity has really gone super long before they reboot. And I know it does drive a segment of the fandom nuts. And I'm like, the whole point of Transformers is they're always changing. So why not the fiction too? I don't know. I've always enjoyed it. And I like how we see kind of the same concepts just being reinvented over and over. Even with this new Terminator book, we're kind of seeing the beginnings of G1, you know, with the whole Mount St. Hilary thing and everything. But, you know, it's just completely different. And, you know, I love it because I love seeing the different options. I'm, you know, being a DC guy, I'm a big fan of multiverses, and I just see it as a big multiverse.
Yep, I agree. Daryl, what do you think?
My answer is pretty short and sweet. I personally don't care too much for the deep dive stories. I just want them to fight.
Fair enough. All right. So anyone else who wants to, you know, chime in about what you think about Transformers, you know, all the different universes created by all these different stories, let us know. And thanks to Amir Gridwork for writing in.
Yeah.
And you kept it a little bit shorter this time, so we appreciate that. All right. Well, that will do it for this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
And we, as always, we thank our Donatrions.
Did I screw you up?
Yes, you did.
Fantastic.